Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. It is time for us to be reminded that heaven is to come, and it will be worth it all when we see Jesus.
He sits by the window with wisdom's eyes. He has a song in his heart and a cane by his side. His body is torn because age doesn't heal. He's not letting on about the pain that he feels. But he knows in his soul that it won't be too long till Jesus comes back to carry him home, where there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more waiting for elusive tomorrows. There will be no more pain, no more dying, no more striving or straying, no more pain. My mind's eye remembers all the trouble I've seen, all I have been through, and how I long to be free. But I've learned by his patience that I need his resolve to wait for the opening of eternity's halls. And I know that in time we will run side by side when Jesus comes back, receiving his bride, where there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more waiting for elusive tomorrows. There will be no more pain, no more dying, no more striving.
Father in heaven, You have blessed us beyond measure. Your word, the Bible, is filled with page after page after page of precious promises for us to rest on in our day-to-day lives. You provide all our needs according to your riches. You provide us with wisdom without limitation. And when we pray and ask anything according to your will, you hear us and will make it happen. You provide us with physical and spiritual healing. This and much more that we could recite. And heaven, our future home, a place where there are no more goodbyes, no sickness or disease, no cancer, and no more sin, no penalty of sin, no power of sin affecting us anymore, and no presence of sin. None, anywhere, at any time. And absolutely having our tears gently, lovingly wiped away. The words, thank you, don't even come close to expressing our gratitude and our praise to you. This reality is something that we can get excited about. As we focus on having a heavenly perspective, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our thoughts and minds and heart be pleasing to you, Lord. Amen.
shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father, we will offer our tribute of praise. For the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that
truly thank God for the opportunity to worship with you today. You are listening to Call to Worship. Our website, calltoworship.us, is where you will learn more about this ministry and how it might help you or a friend. There you can listen to previous broadcasts available to you anytime, day or night. You'll see archives of the Call to Worship programs. You will find hundreds to choose from, right up to the broadcast from last week. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Our website is a safe and convenient place to make a contribution to this ministry. That address, calltoworship.us. Or your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us, Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
I'd never one never been before. No sad goodbye. Will there be smoke or time won't.
Thank you for joining us for our call to worship as we're gaining a heavenly perspective.
See you.
indeed. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Folks, it is important that we keep in mind the fact and reality that heaven is the end game. It is where God is, so that's where we want to be. We will get to see Jesus, the one that bought our pardon, allowing us to be there. There will be no more death or dying there, and we will finally enjoy peace and rest from all the cares and concerns of this world. Heaven is where God is. Listen to Deuteronomy 26. Now look down from your holy dwelling place in heaven and bless your people Israel and the land you swore to our ancestors to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Matthew 6. Jesus instructed the disciples to pray this way, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Mark 16. When the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. Folks, we will be changed, a new body, and no more dying there. Isaiah 25, he will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. 1 Corinthians 15, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Revelation 21, And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Heaven is our future home. Psalm 16, You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there's fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Isaiah 64, For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. According to the author of Hebrews, heaven is our reward. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to his great reward. Jesus Christ told his disciples in John 14, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Please listen closely to the perspective that Paul had regarding his resurrection and future home with Christ. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I've suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and may share His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Heavenly Father, Your Word proclaims that heaven is really our home in many ways. Help us to have that perspective as we focus on knowing and serving You in this life, and as we go through this life with all of its distractions. Lord, please bring confidence to our hearts and minds in that reminder. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Amen.
Gates will open wide, and all who love the Lord will enter in. at a very early age. Yes, I've known him nearly all of my life. Well, I admit there have been times when I faltered along the way, but I'll keep trying because somehow I've got to make it in. You see, I've got a charge on my life, and I've got a job to do, and I can't stop until it's through, 'cause I deserve that. Criticizing someone else, there are some things I'd rather leave behind. And another thing, and I don't have time to be bothered with he said, that she said, that they said, because it's all I can do to keep my own self in line. Oh Lord, work while it's day, 'cause I know the night is surely coming. I'm going all the way.
I'm determined.
I'm determined. Yes,
I got a made up mind.
Got a made up mind.
Praise God that heaven will be on our minds every day. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song. It's important that we have a heavenly perspective as we go through this life. I hope that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship today. please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And if you're not a believer, please listen. If you're not a Christian, then you must come to the point when you say, Lord, I've rebelled against you. I'm asking you on the basis of your promise that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm confessing my sin, agreeing with you that I'm living in sin. I'm asking you to forgive me. I repent of my sin, turning to you as my only hope. Here's my life. From this day forward, with your help, I give myself to you now. Friend, you can reach us by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That's www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Revelation 21, I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, God's home is now among His people. He will live with them, and they will be His people. God Himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever.
There are moments in this life when it's hard to carry on. When I think about my father and all the loved ones that are gone. Friends and close relations somewhere on the other side. They've passed into forever. But the love will never die. Sometimes this tired world starts bringing my heart down. But you've got to bear the cross if you want to wear the crown. I often get impatient as Father Time keeps dragging on. I've waded through the darkness. Now I'm ready for the dawn. I'm ready for the dawn. I wanna see heaven where the faithful carry on. I wanna see heaven. Oh Lord, I wanna see
that my crazy mind can reach is to set my heart on heaven and to live the things I preach. So I'm living every moment as if each one was my last. Put my treasure where my heart is and forget about the past. And if Jesus comes tomorrow, I'll be ready to depart. As He leads me to my mansion, I'll be following my heart.